This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two. In studio tonight, it's Daryl
and Heather
and Chris.
And we spent most of the first hour, actually pretty much the entire first hour, talking about the alt-right boycott of Star Wars because the Empire represents white supremacy and the rebels represent people opposed to white supremacy, so somehow that's anti-Donald Trump. And the culture justice warriors that claim to be anti-social justice warriors are all up in a tizzy, and they need a safe space far, far away from the galaxy, far, far away, a long, long time ago. And we are going to change direction in just a moment here where, Chris, you've got a story about fake news.
Right. And my conjecture is all this stuff about the alt-right and Star Wars is indeed fake news. It never really happened.
Let's see what the resident racist Ralph in New Jersey has to say. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Why do you call Ralph a racist?
If the shoe fits, lace it up.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, a Negro animal, as you very well know, is fixated.
So the guy who says he's not a racist then calls Obama El Negro animal.
Okay. It's fixated, is driven to obsession about the issue of race, as you know, tonight, we just got a conviction in the South Carolina case with that, you know, with that scum of our society, Dylan Roof, okay?
Yep.
That's a foregone conclusion indeed that, the animal, I'm equal opportunity. If you deserve to be called an animal, I will call you that, according to your character, okay? You know, this animal, it's a foregone conclusion that he would be found guilty. So that dispels the whole idea or the notion from Obama that our country is a racist country. And also consider the fact that El Negro animal was elected twice, okay? But that being said, this whole obsession and fixation about the issue of race, this is becoming toxic already to a whole lot, many people in this country, including myself. This man is showing his true color by being an out-and-out racist, and a racist true and true. He is one with the black animal. He is one with Satan. He is one with the radical Islam. Okay, he's an anti-white, anti-Semite, and an anti-Christ.
Okay.
That's Obama right there.
Okay, Ralph, this is Chris.
Yeah.
You and I have agreed on a number of things. And I do believe that Obama was a master at dividing our country, and he used race to do that.
A racist, true and true, and you know, and a race, and an out and out racist. Yes, this man is that.
But I think what we're seeing, at least in some population, is this revolt back against that, and now we have people on the conservative side who were politically opposed to Obama at every turn, almost resorting to the same sorts of things. What do you think about that? Do you think there's any...
Resorting to the same sort of thing like what?
Division. Division. Dividing people one against the other.
If you talk about the incoming administration, I still want to see... as you say, the proof is in the pudding. How is the incoming administration and the aforementioned Donald Trump doing that, sir?
Well, I'm not. I'm not going to say that. I'm one of those people that doesn't say anything about the Trump administration because there is no Trump administration
yet.
Has not been inaugurated.
He's technically not even officially been elected. That happens on Monday.
Right.
With the Electoral College. Exactly.
Yeah, but I will talk about the race. The race, the presidential race, Ralph, not any other race. But it does seem like race has become, since Obama, a much bigger topic on the left and on the right.
Because he keeps constantly, scabbing the wounds. Or digging up this whole issue. The whole obsession of the man and the whole fixation of the man is the issue of race.
Fixation, Ralph. That's the only thing you ever call in about is race.
I don't agree with that at all.
Oh, but what I am... You're only on Thursdays. This man calls every night of the week, and the first thing out of his mouth is, the animal Obama,
El
Ralph.
Negro.
Thank you for the call.
No, I do think that the right reacted to Obama's division of the country, and I apologize if you're on the left, if you're a big Obama supporter, but that's what I saw for the last 8 years, and
right.
I think it was a tragedy. What I was hoping would come out of this would be people going, okay, we didn't like when he did it, so let's not do that.
Right, but the way things work, and there's actually a song by libertarian musician Jordan Page called The Pendulum, and the pendulum swings from the left to the right. So as far left as it goes, when it comes back, it's going to go equally as far to the right.
Oh, no
and
disagreement.
It's just going to keep going, and it's never going to wind up landing in that happy medium.
Yeah, but I can hope, and that's at least if I try to follow a philosophy, it is.
So is that
people
a new
people,
hope that what? You have?
Excuse me?
You said you can hope. I said, is that a new hope?
Yeah, a new hope. Episode 6. Very good. You say you've never seen these.
I couldn't tell you what episode. I just know that's one of the titles.
Yeah, but I think I keep hoping that we're just going to get beyond this. I didn't like it when Obama did it. I hated hearing it out of the right and out of conservatives that, there's enough issues in D.C. with our government. Forget everything else. Forget black, white, Mexican, Asian, all that stuff. Our government is screwed up. That should be our common enemy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we should be focused on, not the color of some people's skin. And that's, unfortunately, where we're kind of back to. And maybe this won't stick as long as the last one did.
So maybe I'm hoping. I'm hoping. And I know that this probably isn't going to actually wind up being true, but I'm hoping that we're all asleep in, like, some kind of weird dream, and we wake up and, like, 2016 never actually happened.
There are a lot of people who feel that way. 2016 will go down in history as one of the most hated years, I think.
I believe the calendars in the history books are going to go from 2014, 2015, the year that shall not be spoken, 2017, 2018.
Yeah, you may be right on that.
So,
personally,
that might just be fake news.
It could be.
Speaking of, apparently, that's rearing its ugly head again.
Well, somebody's going to finally do something about it, and that's what's important. Dang it. This story comes to us from Gizmodo. Facebook finally attempts to do something about its fake news problem. So step one in when you have a problem, you have to admit you have a problem. So evidently,
Facebook, my name's Facebook, and I've got a fake news problem.
Hi Facebook.
We know how you feel.
Yeah. After steadfastly denying it has a problem with fake news, Facebook is finally admitting it does, in fact, have a problem with fake news. Today, it announced several specific ways in which it will try to fix those thorny issues.
So, by fake news, and I know that this has been, a topic of discussion for a couple of weeks, and there's even been fake news about the supposed
fake news. Sure.
Stuff, to where people are saying, oh, this professor came out with a list, and so everything on the list is going to, you can't post those links online anywhere,
right.
Which is not true.
That was fake news.
Right,
yeah.
That was fake news. They also claimed that people were listing The Blaze alongside The Onion as fake news, which, again, not true. If you actually looked at the footnotes of what was on the report before it wound up getting basically, eliminated,
right.
It said that here are websites that are satire. Here are websites that, sort of... questionable sources, others that are clickbaity.
Right.
And, you know, so like things like Breitbart that have clickbait headlines were listed on there, but they were denoted various ways. This is Free Talk Live.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about fake news, and something that isn't fake is the amazing deal from MyPillow. It's I would say the best pillow I've ever used. And if you want to try the best pillow that you will ever use, you can do so risk-free for 60 days. My pillow, not my, well, my personal pillow, but, like, you can't have that one. You can pry my pillow for my cold, dead hands.
Nice.
But you can get your own my pillow, and it's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for the past several months. Chris has had one for a couple of years, and it is the best pillow I've ever had. And unlike regular pillows that have collected a lot of dead skin and dirt over the years, you can throw my pillow into the washing machine, into the dryer, and it's still usable. So to get the amazing deal, go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, and get your very own MyPillow at half price, or get a second pillow free of charge. Is there a loved one in your life that you can't really think of what to get them? Well, buy yourself a pillow, give them the second one, but don't tell them that you got it for free. Remember, if you don't like the pillow, you have 60 days to return it to get your money back, and the pillow itself is guaranteed to last 10 years. MyPillow.com, use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live.
All right, well, we'll get back to this fake news. No, this is a real news story about fake news. I keep getting myself confused. Again, coming to us from Gizmodo, Facebook is admitting that it does indeed have a problem with fake news. In a blog post, Adam Mosseri, Facebook's vice president of Newsfeed, outlined the efforts. There are four primary initiatives: easier reporting, flagging stories as disputed, informed sharing, and disrupting financial incentives for spammers. The first involves community reporting, something that hasn't worked exactly perfectly for Facebook in the past.
Right, because there have been things where Free Talk Live, for instance, shared a link to another Facebook page, and somebody reported that, and then all of the admins for Free Talk Live wound up getting like 3-day bans from Facebook.
Right.
So the whole report stuff thing doesn't work the way Facebook wants it to work.
And I think it's a question of scale, because that really is, to me, a good way of sort of filtering a community. I think about like Amazon ratings. You know what I mean? You rate something good, you had a good experience with it, and then after a few thousand people do that, I get a really good feel for what the, whether it's a good product or whether it's a bad product.
Right,
so I do kind of like that. But when they're draconian about it, and this is where Facebook, you know, I think if anything ever gets reported as like offensive or, you know, distasteful or things like that, their default is just like, okay, take that offline and we'll figure out what's going on later.
Right.
If anybody complains.
With, say, Amazon, if, you know, a bunch of people give something a 1 or 2 star review, Amazon then doesn't say, nope, you're not allowed to sell any products for the next, you know, 72 hours or 30 days.
Right, and that's therein lies the difference. It's sort of a one-sided thing, which is sort of the opposite of how the rest of Facebook likes, where Facebook works, in that it's strictly like-based.
I was just thinking that, like, there's a dislike button.
Right, there is no
anything. You can only show support, so that kind of gives, like, a false, like, illusion that everybody supports something.
Right. And I just don't feel that. Well, we'll see how this works. And they include a couple screenshots here, too.
That there are some things where there are sites that are designed to, you know, look like real news sites that will just have absolute horrible, what they call parody.
Like The Daily Current or
The Onion.
The Onion, right.
Well, everybody should know by now that The Onion is fake news. But
they should.
They should. But I'm not even talking about those two things. I'm talking about things where it's like News 9, you know, fill in the blank town.
Yeah.
Where there is no News 9 in that city, but the website looks like something that was, you know, say an NBC site. But if you click on the About,
right,
then generally there's nothing on the About page.
Right.
and there might only be, you know, a couple of posts, that's how you know that, you know, like something's a fake site. But a lot of people will share something based solely on the headline.
Oh, yeah.
Without ever going to the actual story.
Yeah, and I've caught myself doing that. It's happened a few times. I try to not be that guy.
If I do that, I will generally post something of, I've not read this yet.
Sure.
But it looks interesting.
Right.
Or, yeah, I do the impulse posting sometimes. And I realize it was like an article that was written 3 years ago. And I'm like, oh.
It's like big news. Oh. But yeah, we've all done that. And I think a lot of people are more conscientious now about doing mm-hmm. that. We try to look at the facts and fact check a little bit.
I think some of the people that we deal with are a little more conscientious of that. But I've noticed some people where they will post something that, you know, like a five-year-old story, and they're like, OMG, I can't believe what just happened. And then I'll post in a comment, hey, this is an old story. It happened, you know, like 5 years ago. That's why nobody's talking about it. And they're like, but it's still a huge story. Why aren't people? Because it's 5 years old.
Right. What are they trying to cover up?
There's still people out there that believe, like, Facebook memes, you know, that, like, you can get, like, a meme where... I think there was one that was circulating where Donald Trump was in the middle of a speech and he had like his hand and his mouth was open and it like somebody quoted it and said that he was mocking a handicapped kid.
Oh, he actually was. He was doing, you know, these motions with his hand where you get sort of a limp wrist and, well, you know,
even a better example,
tilting it back and forth.
I never actually
your
saw
chest.
The video of that. That
I saw the like video. I saw the GIF.
A better one, the GIF. A better one may be the Photoshop of Hillary Clinton standing beside Obama. Not Obama. This is good. God, Al Qaeda. My God. Leader of Al-Qaeda.
Osama bin Laden.
There was a Photoshop that was done.
Ted Kennedy made the same mistake in 2004, by the way.
Okay.
Where at the DNC, he was supposed to introduce Barack Obama and called him Osama.
Nice. I remember that.
Nice. But this was a Photoshop that it was a Photoshop job that was submitted to some online contest like in, you know, 1999 or 2002 or something like that. And all through this campaign, I saw this meme come up over and over and over again.
I'm sure you saw the thing where it was the fake quote from People's Magazine from 1998 where Trump allegedly said, if I ever run for office, I'll run as a Republican because those people are idiots and will believe anything I say.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, they believed this quote that never actually came out of Donald Trump's mouth.
Of course.
855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in line. This is Free Talk Live. Your thoughts on fake news, race, America, or the traffic in Albuquerque. Free Talk Live.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And there's something going weird with Heather's microphone. I'll mute that. Ian is in the studio. Can you check the connection on that mic real quick? Chris was telling us about Facebook attempting to solve the problem of fake news.
Yeah, and what they're proposing here is when you're flagging a story or something like that, it's going to say choose a reason. You could say it's annoying or not interesting, or I think it should not be on Facebook, or it's spam, or it's a fake news story. And if you click that, you're going to be prompted to enter one of these, mark the post as fake news, message the author, or block the author.
Okay.
Or the poster or something like that.
And there are some people that I've seen, you know, people respond of, oh, you want fake news, then go to ABC and NBC and MSNBC and CNN. So I think that people are just going to wind up abusing this the same way people are, you know, sharing stories without checking to see that it's a completely bogus story.
I mean, is Facebook going to actually take down posts that people flag?
Well, here's where it gets kind of weird. So the second initiative, flagging stories as disputed, is an interesting one. Further up in the blog post, Mazzeri makes it very clear that Facebook, quote, cannot be the arbiters of truth themselves, unquote, which falls pretty squarely in line with Mark Zuckerberg's repeated and disingenuous statements. that the social platform isn't a media company. To bolster this claim, Facebook will begin working with third-party fact-checking organizations to check out potentially fake news stories. And this is where I thought it got kind of interesting.
All right, hold that thought. We'll get back into that. But we first go to the phones. We've got Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, today I want to talk about insulin, believe it or not. So I want to vary my topics. I wanted to mention that the insulin companies have mutated an algae gene, and now they could make insulin by the fat, dirt cheap. But see, they want a market for them to make some money. So then they want all of us to wind up with sugar diabetes. So before they used to get insulin from actual animals, so when they butcher a cow or something, they would have to extract the insulin from the actual pancreas.
Are we talking? You saying?
Yes.
What is the word you're using? I keep thinking
insulin. Like people that have diabetes.
Okay, I was thinking she was saying influence. Okay,
no.
Insulin.
Right,
you.
So people that are diabetic, yes. You know, some okay. of them wind up injecting themselves with insulin a few times a day. And Sarah, you're saying that apparently some pharmaceutical company wants to diagnose everyone in the world as being diabetic to where they have to take insulin that's made from algae?
Yeah, they have mutated a gene in an algae. Now they could make it by the fat. It's very dirt cheap. The insulin is very inexpensive. But, it's a capitalist corporation, a profit greed motive. They want everybody to come down with diabetes so they could profit.
And where are you seeing that, or rather, where did you get this news story?
Well, when I was in Boston, we had a big genetically modified, genetically engineered food. We had a big a march and a protest. And, we had the afterglow. And I got to, the MIT teacher at that time was giving a lecture concerning genetically modified food and so forth. And that's where I learned it from the genetic protest that they have in Boston.
I do believe that I don't think big business is giving us diabetes. We're giving it to ourselves. So, again, there are two types of diabetes. Childhood diabetes, I guess, is that type 1? I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Type 1 diabetes where you're born with it and you just have this natural...
Type 1 diabetes is where the pancreas does not work properly.
Right.
And does not have the natural ability to control blood sugar. And I did find a story from MIT News, and apparently what they would be doing here with this thing is... You would not have to, if you have this type of diabetes, you would not have to inject anymore. Type 1.
Type 1. Well,
there would
huge.
No longer be yeah. injections. It would be a pill form, I believe.
Well, that
now,
would
one
be-
thing that I will say that I read just a couple days ago, apparently the CDC or whoever the government agency is that sets different levels of stuff, they lowered... The fasting blood sugar level back in the 90s, I think it was.
Yeah.
And so when they did that, you did see an increase of people being diagnosed. So on the one hand, I will agree that, there seems to be this thing of, let's get more people on these diabetes medications.
Right.
But I don't think the let's make insulin out of algae so that everybody in the world is diabetic is part of that conspiracy.
Yeah, I think we do it. Go ahead, sir.
I want to ask one thing is that, the soda pop, you remember they banned, we're trying to, there's an effort to tax the soda pop. Because kids are getting too much sugar, and it's an
right.
effort to ban large size, golf size soda pop with our meals.
Well, there are some places, Sarah. There are some places where they've passed a sugary tax or a sugary beverage tax, and it includes everything. Where when you get the beverage, it has the sugar already there. So if you go to Starbucks and get a Frappy Mocha Latte Chino that has some sugar in there somewhere, that would have the sweetened beverage tax. But if you get just a black coffee and you put the sugar in yourself, that would not be considered a sugary beverage.
Right.
So the whole thing, what you're going to wind up finding is more
sugar
places.
On the black market?
Well, sugar on kind of on a black market, but also people selling stuff to where you've got to sweeten it yourself, sweetheart.
Yeah, and that's
the whole point of that tax is like cigarette tax, is to decrease people from consuming.
It's discrimination is what it is.
Well, it's discrimination, but also Sarah hit it on the head. They're taxing it to try to discourage people from doing it. So let me ask you the question, Sarah, because you're the resident caller that loves taxation. Why is it that people think that taxing income or taxing homeownership does not discourage people from earning income or owning a home?
Ah, excellent point.
Well, you know what? Why don't you ask a capitalist banker that? I don't know.
Because, well, the bankers aren't the ones that are imposing the taxes. It's the government that is imposing taxes. Sarah, thank you for the call. Now, one thing that I will kind of agree with is, you know, the bankers are certainly advocating for regulations that are harming small business.
Sure.
And you've got, you know, big giant megacorps that are advocating for regulations that harm small business.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So I will agree on the one hand that, yes, you know, big giant corporations are a problem, but so is big government and people that advocate for stealing money from people, because I can do so much better with it than what I think you can.
And you really can't have these types of mega corporations, in my estimation, without a corresponding big government. They have to go hand in hand.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes.
Chris, and you're the winner.
Well, thank you.
You don't get anything.
What do I win?
An inflated ego?
2 tickets to Rogue One?
Sure, it will only cost you the admission of 2 tickets to Rogue One to claim your prize. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. Big government a problem, taxes a problem, Rogue One a problem. This is Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks on Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free. That's 855-450-3733. Something that is actually real is that the election is finally over. I know it seemed like it would never end, but it is finally over. And the major parties put up the worst candidates ever in American history. The Libertarian Party had Gary Johnson, who performed in the polls far better than a Libertarian has ever. And there may have, or rather, there may be some actual changes in some states because of this. There are several states that gained ballot access because of Gary's performance. There were other states like New Hampshire where we gained ballot access for the first time in 20 years because of the performance of our gubernatorial candidate. There are those that are delighted by this and those that think that the Libertarian Party isn't libertarian enough. Either way, there's only one way for you to affect the Libertarian nomination process and the direction of the party, and that is to get involved and join the party. Sitting on the sidelines and complaining isn't going to change anything, so join and make a difference. Free Talk Live has actually negotiated a free Libertarian Party membership for you. All you have to do is go claim it. Go to lp.org/FTL, and that is case-sensitive, has to be lowercase FTL, lp.org/FTL, and sign up right now for your free Libertarian Party membership, lp.org/FTL. Daryl, Heather, and Chris in the studio tonight, and Chris has the story about fake news. Now, this is an actual story.
I have to keep repeating this. Yes, it is an actual story.
This is not one of the fake stories about fake news.
From gizmodo.co. Wait, hold on. No, it is a real story. So we talked a little bit about how they want to make it easier for people to flag fake news and for it to be more clear. Recode reports that four organizations, ABC News, PolitiFact, Fact Check, and Snopes, will be part of the effort to screen fake news for Facebook.
Now, there are two of those four that I would say do a really good job of actual fact-checking stuff.
And who would you say that is?
Snopes.
PolitiFact and the other one with
Fact-Check.
Yeah.
Fact-Check?
Yeah.
Okay.
Both of those, I've looked at a bunch of stuff from those, and I have to be like, yep, they're spot on with the way they'll mostly true, partly true,
right.
Pants on fire.
Sure.
Snopes also does, I would say, a pretty good job, but there are people that will just discount them outright because, well, the one guy gave money to that other guy that one time, and so therefore they're biased.
There are some really... Well, I can't say this, but what I've heard, what I read in a fake news story, that there are some very strong ties between the folks that own Snopes or run Snopes and the Democratic Party or the Clintons or something like that. And I would please fact check me on that,
right,
folks. But there is something there that causes a lot of people to say, yeah, I'll never trust Snopes again.
Right, there are certain things where I might not believe them, but, if the thing is, there was a boy in, Cedarville, Iowa that found an AK-47 in his hamburger from McDonald's.
Right.
Or Snopes reports, nope, never happened. Some people are, well, that came from Snopes, so obviously they lied and it did happen.
Right. But if the story's about, be careful when you sit on your toilet because there's this new breed of spider that's likely to sit under your toilet and come up and bite you in the you-know-what.
Right.
That kind of thing.
So things aren't political?
Right. I'm more likely to go to Snopes on it. I still do it,
Yeah, I do that.
And for years, it seemed like all I did all day long if I were ever on Facebook was say, did you Snopes that?
Right. And I know that there are some people that they'll say that PolitiFact can't be trusted because there was a quote from Ron Paul that I forget exactly what he said, but he worded something one way, and then there was another politician that worded it a different way, and they rated the one statement mostly true and the other one completely true.
Right.
And because they weren't the exact same words in the exact same form, yes, the one was not a completely factual statement, the other one was.
Gotcha.
And so some people are like, oh, see, they're making stuff up because these are the same statements. And no, they're not. Like, read an English book about sentence structure, and then you'll see that these are not the same statements.
Gotcha.
It's like when people say, I may have broken more world records than anybody else on the planet.
So this is kind of interesting. And first of all, according to ABC News President James Goldston, his company will use a team of election fact checkers, about a half dozen in all, and put them to use ferreting out BS on Facebook. He said ABC is not getting paid by Facebook. But once a story has been disputed, it will still show up. But the users will see a warning that the story has been disputed as they share it.
You want to know what story I would love to see be marked disputed every time somebody shares it?
The one about Hillary Clinton being shot at by, snipers. Fire.
No, not that one. Although, that is a good one. No, the claim that Ross Perot gave us President Bill Clinton and Ralph Nader gave us President George Bush.
Absolutely.
How about the one, I did not have sexual relations with that woman? Was that fake news?
Picture it didn't happen, Heather.
Exactly. As for the informed sharing portion of the effort, Facebook says that the number of times a story is shared, supposedly an indicator as to whether it's misleading, will factor in how it ranks on the news feed. And finally, disrupting financial incentives for spammers will allegedly deter fake website purveyors from making money, though the actual mechanisms by which Facebook plans to do this are pretty vague. So
and there
I think this is a developing story.
There are some people saying that final part is somehow tantamount to government censorship.
Yeah, you can't say it's government censorship when it's being done by a private company. Number one. Number two, this is where it gets a little screwy for me, and I look at the big companies of Google and I look at Facebook.
Yes.
If they make a policy change or they decide that they want to do something or promote a certain message, and they will begin to penalize people for ideas that they may not agree with.
Oh, you mean like antiwar.com that had a page on their website for like 12 years? The content on this page had not changed in any significant manner during that time. But then a couple of years ago, Google decides, oh, this one particular page on your site violates our terms of something for getting ad revenue, so right. Therefore Google AdWords will no longer work on your entire site. Doesn't matter that you removed the AdWords from that particular, you know, quote-unquote offending page. We're not letting you get ad revenue at all and from this, us.
Right.
Now, luckily, antiwar.com was able to find another source for getting some online ad revenue, and Dorner's wound up stepping up. I don't think as much as what they wound up losing in revenue, but they weren't harmed to the point of going out of business, which is what some people are saying. Oh, if Facebook doesn't give somebody ad revenue, they can't operate.
And here's where we get back to this is what makes me very nervous, is now we have social media companies and internet companies that are almost too big to fail. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yes. Well, you know, Facebook just bought, I think it was recently, bought Instagram.
Which
so,
is
like,
huge.
All these little smaller social media things, like, you don't even realize it because it's you think Instagram
up.
Is different than Facebook. But
nope.
Behind the scenes, these big companies are buying all the little ones.
That's why Facebook has a thing of, you know, instantly share things to Instagram or
right.
Instantly
or
share your Instagram
or
to
all
Facebook.
Kind of like under one big umbrella.
Yeah, Microsoft and LinkedIn, which is was another huge social media
deal. And then
deal.
What was the thing that, was it Twitter that bought Twitch or somebody bought Twitch recently?
Yeah, I can't keep track of them, but here's my concern is, so now we keep... This natural evolution, everything gets centralized and we end up with just, you know, maybe one or two big social media companies. But if you go back to those early charts that came out when Edward Snowden first published the stuff on the PRISM program, the first thing that ever came out of that stuff was the chart that showed social media companies with hooks directly in them from the NSA.
Yes.
So, yes, Facebook is in collusion with the government, Microsoft, Yahoo, name one,
and
they're all working with the government.
Chris, you're spreading fake news. Edward Snowden did not publish the documents. Journalists published the documents after Snowden gave them to the journalists. This is Free Talk Live, Hour 3, coming up next, 855 450 free.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.